Death is a part of life. It's April 5th, 2020. And it's been a couple of weeks. I've been trying to record things, and I've been mostly scrapping them out. Unless I feel like I have something substantial to convey, I'd rather just not speak at all. And sometimes what comes out of me is just so negative. But it is the reality. That's the reality that we live in. Alright? There's darkness and there is light. And many people now are becoming very aware, or much more aware, of the darkness that exists outside of their little comfort zone, outside of their little bubble of protection that they've created. We all create our protective bubbles, and if some of us are lucky, we get to travel a long way without being hindered, without being tormented, without being denied. Some of us have a great life. Us. I'm not going to include myself in that. Oh, I am relative. Okay. But some compared to others, man. There are people, and is it sheer luck? What is it that makes their life just so engaging and jet-setting, and they pursue so many things, and they get to experience so many things, and it's good for them. It's great. And there are the others. There are plenty of others who don't even know what it's like to experience remotely any of those good things. And those are the ones who are more prepared for what's about to happen. I feel sorry for a lot of people. I feel bad when I see a run-over squirrel on the side of the street. It really sucks. I hate seeing dead animals. I don't like seeing dead people either. But there's this something inside of me. There's this something inside that I agree. That death is a part of life. Death is a part of life as much as we try to run away from it or ignore it. And now, millions and millions, now the majority have to weigh that on their heads. I feel sad for the innocent children. I don't feel sad for the suburban types that I have to surround myself with. Unfortunately. There are people who are just so deluded, and they're just sheep, and they don't really contribute very much to society other than to sow more discord amongst the confusion. And then there are like-minded people, the like-minded people who are scattered, and we never have a chance to come together. Because our processes are thwarted. It could be things inside of ourselves. It could be outside influences. I try to take each and every opportunity at face value at this point. And even though so many people's worlds are crashing down on them, and it's really sad. You know, kids aren't going to graduate. I feel bad for the loss of their innocence. Sooner or later, these things have to happen. It is a rite of passage. It is a part of life. And everybody tries to run away from it. But some have had their face shoved and have had to feed from that trowel from the very beginning. Sometimes I don't know what I want to say. And then I just figure, let me just ramble on and maybe a good message will come out. But there's so much anger right now. There's so much venom inside of me. And I can feel it. And I want to send it back to where it belongs. I really hate doing this. I have recorded and re-recorded and deleted and done all sorts of things. All sorts of things just stop thinking about you. And I'm trying so hard not to be angry. I'm trying so hard not to say bad things. Because there could be a good reason. There could be a great reason. And I didn't get a chance to really explain it. I guess you would never really hear this, so it doesn't matter. But I wasn't trying to hurt you. I said what was true. I said the truth. But my particular situation, I wasn't trying to cast blame on really anyone except those I had direct interaction with. Nobody else. Anywhere else. It wasn't about them at all. It was about them. The ones I had to stand closest to. It wasn't even about you. You seemed to kiss their asses. I just couldn't figure it out. I thought something was wrong with you. I really thought something might have been up with you, but I wasn't quite sure. And I did want to find out. And I don't want to keep even thinking about it at all. I don't want to think about you at all. But you pop up. You pop up. No. Have you ever had any idea how much this hurt? Why wouldn't you just be a man about it? I try not to think. How every time I looked up, there you were. And sometimes I do. And it messes with my brain. It messes with my mind. Because it's not what I wanted. This is not what I wanted. When I told you. This is not what I wanted. And I'm here. And I record these because of you. It was just a way for me to get things off my mind. But it always comes back to you. It always comes back to you. And it shouldn't. It shouldn't at all. You are not worth any of this. You haven't proven a thing. And here I am. Shattered. It makes absolutely no sense. No sense. It's just